Chapter 7. The Economy of Enough. The Vision. The productivity economy points toward an economy of enough, stable, sustainable, and equitable, where prosperity does not depend on continuously consuming more physical resources. The economy of more is built around expansion. It assumes that output, consumption, and resource use can continue increasing indefinitely. On a finite planet, that creates an obvious problem. Physical limits eventually constrain a system designed around endless expansion. The economy of enough takes a different approach. It seeks prosperity through productivity, using resources more efficiently, reducing waste, improving quality, and creating more value from what we already have. This is not an economy of deprivation. It is an economy of abundance, achieved through efficiency rather than extraction, and through improvement rather than endless expansion. The goal is simple: get better without necessarily getting bigger. You might be thinking, isn't an economy of enough just another way of saying we have to accept less? No. It means having more of what actually improves life, health, education, leisure, connection, security, and purpose, without requiring ever more material consumption. The problem of more. The economy of more has delivered extraordinary gains. It helped create modern infrastructure, raise living standards, reduce poverty, and drive technological progress. But it also created a structural dependency on continued expansion. As economies grow, they consume resources and generate waste. Debt and financial commitments also become easier to sustain when future output is expected to be larger than today's. When growth slows, those assumptions become harder to maintain. The problem is therefore not growth itself. Growth has been enormously valuable. The problem is treating perpetual growth as a permanent requirement. The planet is finite. Resources are finite. Ecological systems have limits. A financial system that requires ever-increasing physical expansion eventually collides with those limits. There is also a distribution problem. The gains from growth are not automatically shared equally, while the environmental costs can be widely distributed. The economy of more can therefore become a treadmill. Each period requires more expansion simply to maintain the assumptions of the previous one. The economy of enough asks a different question. What if prosperity came from improving the way we use what we have, rather than constantly requiring more of it? The solution of enough. The productivity economy provides a framework for that transition. Its objective is not to stop economic activity or innovation. It is to change what the financial system rewards. Instead of rewarding expansion for its own sake, it rewards productivity, producing greater value with fewer resources, better technology, better organization, and better use of capital. This makes the economy more compatible with a finite planet. It can also make it more equitable. If productivity gains are broadly shared through the productivity dividend, improvements in efficiency can translate into higher living standards rather than simply greater concentration of wealth. And it can make the financial system more resilient. If sovereign financing is linked partly to productivity, rather than simply fixed claims that compound regardless of economic conditions, debt can become more closely connected to the economy's capacity to generate value. The economy of enough is therefore not a retreat from prosperity. It is an attempt to redefine prosperity. The steady state economy. An economy of enough is compatible with a steady state economy, one in which the physical scale of economic activity can stabilize while quality, efficiency, technology, and human well-being continue to improve. Steady state does not mean stagnant. A mature forest does not become valuable only by becoming physically larger. It becomes more complex, resilient, and productive within its ecological limits. An economy can work in a similar way. Productivity can continue improving even when material throughput stabilizes. Technology can improve. Healthcare can improve. Education can improve. Infrastructure can become more efficient. Products can become more durable. Services can become better. People can gain more leisure and security. The economy can therefore become better rather than simply bigger. That distinction is central to the productivity economy. The role of productivity. Productivity is the mechanism that makes an economy of enough possible. Higher productivity means producing more value from a given quantity of labor, energy, materials, and capital. It can reduce resource intensity, reduce waste, improve quality, and create new forms of value. Productivity is not simply about making people work harder. In many cases, the opposite is true. Better technology and organization can allow the same output to be produced with less labor, less energy, or fewer materials. That creates a choice. The gains can be used to produce ever more physical output, or they can be used to improve living standards without proportionally increasing resource consumption. The productivity economy chooses the second path wherever possible. The objective is not maximum output. It is maximum useful value from limited resources. The role of the productivity bond. The productivity bond provides the financial mechanism for this model. Conventional sovereign debt creates fixed obligations. The productivity bond links part of the return to changes in the economy's productivity, creating a closer relationship between the government's financial obligations and its productive capacity. When productivity improves, investors participate in the gains. When productivity weakens, the variable component of the return falls, subject to the bond's design parameters. This creates a potentially useful countercyclical feature. The government's financing burden can become more closely aligned with economic performance. The productivity bond, therefore, does not require perpetual economic expansion, in the same way conventional fixed claims do. Its purpose is to align finance with improvement. However, the simulation results discussed earlier reveal an important qualification. Variable coupons alone are not enough. If higher payments in good years cause governments to borrow more and accumulate additional debt, the intended stabilizing effect can be weakened or reversed. The bond therefore requires safeguards, potentially including principal adjustment mechanisms or limits on debt accumulation. The objective is not simply to make payments variable, but to ensure that the entire debt structure remains compatible with the economy's capacity to support it. The role of the productivity dividend. The productivity dividend provides the social mechanism. Productivity gains do not automatically benefit everyone. Without a mechanism for distribution, they can accrue disproportionately to owners of capital, technology, and intellectual property. The dividend creates a direct channel through which a portion of those gains can reach citizens. It provides additional income regardless of employment status, allowing productivity improvements to translate into broader purchasing power and living standards. This also supports the circular flow of the economy. Productivity creates value. A portion of that value is distributed. Citizens spend part of the income. That spending supports demand for goods and services, which supports production and investment. The dividend therefore connects productivity to participation. The circular flow. The circular flow remains fundamental to the economy of enough. In the traditional economy, wages provide much of the income that supports consumption. Businesses produce goods and services, workers receive wages, and those wages return to businesses through spending. As automation and AI increase productivity, that relationship can weaken. An economy may be capable of producing more while requiring fewer workers to produce it. The challenge is therefore not simply how to produce. It is how to ensure that purchasing power continues to circulate through the economy as production becomes increasingly automated. The productivity dividend provides one possible mechanism. Productivity creates additional value. A portion is distributed to citizens. Citizens spend according to their needs and preferences. That demand supports businesses and services. The resulting activity creates further opportunities for investment and productivity improvement. The cycle does not require perpetual increases in physical consumption. It requires continuing improvements in the way value is created and distributed. The transition. Moving toward an economy of enough would not happen overnight. Existing institutions, financial markets, businesses, governments, and households are built around the current system. The transition, therefore, has to be gradual. The productivity bond provides one part of the transition by introducing a new form of sovereign financing alongside conventional debt. The productivity dividend provides another by creating a mechanism for sharing productivity gains. The NPI provides the measurement framework needed to connect financial returns to measurable improvements in productivity. Together, these mechanisms create the beginnings of a different economic architecture. But the transition is ultimately a political choice. Institutions do not redesign themselves automatically. Governments, investors, businesses, and citizens must decide what outcomes they want the financial system to produce. We already know how to build an economy of more. The question is whether we can deliberately build an economy that becomes better without needing to become infinitely larger. The future of prosperity. The future of prosperity does not have to mean choosing between economic stagnation and endless growth. There is a third possibility. An economy can continue to innovate, improve productivity, raise living standards, and create new forms of value while reducing its dependence on ever-increasing physical consumption. That is the economy of enough. The productivity economy provides the financial architecture for that possibility. Productivity provides the engine of improvement. The productivity bond aligns finance with productive capacity. The productivity dividend shares the gains. The NPI measures progress. The circular flow keeps value moving through the economy. The steady state framework allows prosperity to continue without requiring perpetual physical expansion. The objective is not to make humanity smaller. It is to make our use of resources smarter, our financial commitments more realistic, and the gains from progress more broadly shared. We do not need an economy that endlessly consumes more to prove that it is progressing. We need an economy that keeps getting better.